Difference between mergers and acquisitions. Mergers and acquisitions, M&A, are two distinct forms of corporate restructuring that involve combining companies or acquiring one company by another. Let's explore the differences between mergers and acquisitions. Mergers. A merger occurs when two or more companies mutually agree to combine and form a new entity. In a merger, the involved companies typically merge their assets, liabilities, and operations to create a single, unified organization. Mergers are often characterized by equal partnership and shared control between the merging entities. The purpose of a merger is to leverage synergies, expand market presence, gain competitive advantage, or achieve strategic objectives collectively. Acquisitions. An acquisition, on the other hand, takes place when one company purchases another company, resulting in the acquired company becoming a subsidiary or part of the acquiring company. In an acquisition, one company, known as the acquirer, obtains a controlling interest in the target company by acquiring its shares or assets. The acquiring company assumes control over the acquired company's operations, assets, and liabilities. Acquisitions are typically driven by the acquirer's strategic goals, such as gaining market share, accessing new markets or technologies, eliminating competition, or achieving economies of scale. Key differences. Control and ownership. In a merger, the participating companies have an equal say and shared control over the new entity. In contrast, an acquisition involves one company, the acquirer, gaining control and ownership of the other company, the target or acquired company. Legal structure. Mergers often result in the creation of a new legal entity. In contrast, acquisitions involve the acquirer incorporating the acquired company's assets and operations into its existing structure or establishing the acquired company as a subsidiary. Financial consideration. In mergers, the participating companies usually exchange their stocks or issue new stocks to the shareholders of both companies as a form of consideration. In acquisitions, the acquirer typically provides financial consideration, such as cash, stock, or a combination of both, to the shareholders of the acquired company. Integration. Mergers tend to focus on integrating the operations, cultures, and resources of the participating companies to create a unified entity. Acquisitions, on the other hand, involve the integration of the acquired company into the existing operations and structure of the acquiring company. Purpose. Mergers are often driven by the desire to achieve synergies and collaborate on shared goals. Acquisitions, on the other hand, are motivated by strategic objectives such as expanding market reach, gaining specific assets or capabilities, or eliminating competition. It's worth noting that the terms merger and acquisition are sometimes used interchangeably in common parlance, and the specific structure and details of each transaction can vary. However, understanding the fundamental differences between mergers and acquisitions helps to clarify the nature and objectives of these corporate restructuring activities.